The Sulphur Springs School Board voted to approve the district's annual financial and compliance report for last school year, presented Monday night by auditor Michael Taylor with the firm of Rutherford Taylor and Company of Greenville. And here is some of what Taylor told the board Monday night.
In our opinion, the financial statements referred to above present fairly in all material respects the respective financial position of the government activities, each major fund, and the aggregate remaining fund information of the Sulphur Springs Independent School District as of August 31st, 2014, and the respective changes in the financial position and, where applicable, cash flows thereof for the year then ended, in accordance with accounting principles generally accepted in the United States of America. A clean opinion. Best opinion an auditor could give on a set of financial statements. During our audit, we did not identify any deficiencies in internal control that we consider to be material weaknesses. The last sentence in the fifth paragraph, the results of our test disclosed an instance of noncompliance or other matters that is required to be reported under Governor Lofton standards, which is reported in the accompanying schedule of finding question cost as listed as 2014-1. So let's flip on over to page 12 and look at the finding that the district has. And I will say, I think our firm is auditing 39 independent school districts this year. You'll probably see this in probably 25 or 26 of them. And what it boils down to is that the district has a finding that it overexpended function expenditure categories during the year and at year end. So let's take it on a little deeper and let's flip over to page 51. And on 51, we have note zero, compliance, stewardship, and accountability. And as you can see, in the general fund, the co-curricular or extracurricular activities, $1,084,000 was budgeted, $1.1 million was spent. There was an excess of $66,000. The Constitution says you can't spend money unless you have it appropriated. That's the rule. Capital outlay, $358,813 budgeted, $390,997 was spent. You had a lot of construction going on at year end and some deals. Then food service, support services, $2.4 million budgeted, $2.5 million was the expenditure. And what caused that is the commodities that the district receives from the United States government. Those have to be booked not only as revenues, but as expenditures in the district records. And that was about $244,000 that the district received. Flipping on over, and I will while we're in here, to show you how detailed this report is. If we flip on over to page 54 while we're on this finding, as you can see, the first column is the original budget passed in August of 2013. The second column is the final amended budget, August of 2014. And then the actual column is the third column. And then the variance is the fourth column. And as you can see, the co-curricular is the 66. And that was, what caused that was the purchase of the school board and student activity insurance, which is about $48,000, if I'm correct.
And the scoreboard was the same thing as the commodities. Mm-hmm. We received $25,000 from Coca-Cola, but you have to book it as an expenditure and book your revenue.
I will point out to the board, let's come all the way down here to net changes in fund balance. The district had budgeted to have excess expenditures of $1.4 million for their budget. Excess expenditures were only $760,000. So you district came out $726,586 better than what you budgeted. So yes, you've got a ding, as I like to say, but overall, you're $726,000 better than what you thought you would.
KSST News.